Let's discuss our seven elk indications at this point. As we go through this, I'll talk about some of the issues around the different lesion morphologies we're talking about and how laser can make a positive impact on the lesions. First, we have our CTOs, traversal with guide wire. Just want to point out and make sure everyone understands, we cannot do step-by-step in the coronaries, so don't even suggest it. If anyone ever wants to talk about it, it's not even on the table. But as we saw earlier, about two-thirds to one-third of all angiograms show a CTO, so they're very prevalent. They're very difficult to treat, and even when you do treat them, they don't have the greatest outcomes. They're at more risk for restenosing, for forming a new CTO, for MACE in general, as well as disembolization. So by going in there with our laser, we're able to debulk, modify the lesion at the molecular level, making ballooning and stenting more amendable, decreasing the risk of disembolization, and in general, optimizing that procedure and making it a little safer. ISR and bare metal stents is the next indication we'll talk about. If you look at the ELCA pitch book, there's a couple of pieces of data that we highlight there. One is the Mehron data and one is the DOM data, but both of those pieces of data show that laser plus ballooning is better than ballooning alone, which shouldn't be a surprise to us because that is the same results we saw from the EXCITE trial. But unlike EXCITE, these two studies are just basically registry studies, but they do show greater luminal gain, better TVR, TLR, less adverse events. So it's something you should absolutely be aware of. Occlusive saphenous vein grafts. The difficulty here can be delivery of your filter wire and distal embolization. So laser can be great about creating a channel for your filter wire. And then once your filter is delivered, you can then laser back over that that wire. You can continue to debulk and modify the lesion. Often these vein grafts are very friable, and they would prefer not to balloon at high pressure. So by going with the laser, we can modify that lesion so potentially they could balloon at a lower pressure. Moderately calcified is probably one of the most common indications we'll see used. It's not uncommon for arteries now in these patient populations to be calcified. By going in with the laser, of course, we're debulking, we're modifying the lesion, we're taking that hard lesion morphology, and for lack of a better word, we're softening it so they can deliver the size balloon they want, the size stent they want, and when they deploy the stent, they're getting that full apposition and they're optimizing that delivery of the drug-eluting stent. Failed PTCA is one of my favorites. This is where you have your wire crossed, but the balloon just won't cross, or the balloon crosses, and it doesn't really modify the lesion at all. What I like about this is that if you can't get your balloon across, the options are very limited for the physician. Typically, surgery might be an option, continuing on medications. But in general, this patient has, say, an occluded LAD. They really need to get the LAD open. So what's great about this is that laser is going to be able to get across there, open that up, and you're going to be able to deliver your balloon. And at the end of the case, I don't need to show the doctor a 3,000-patient study. You couldn't do the case. We use laser. Laser made the case successful, and that's all you need to know. Osteolesions are a very difficult lesion to treat because typically they're fibrocalcific in nature. They don't respond well to ballooning or stenting. Precise placement of your stent is paramount, and sometimes you have to use a balloon at higher pressures, maybe even specialty balloons. You run the risk here of spiral dissections, distal emboli, poor response to ballooning and stenting, and they also are associated with higher MACE rates. So by going in with our laser, we're going to debulk, of course, and then we're going to modify that lesion, basically making it more amendable to ballooning and stenting. So by cleaning it out, we can go in and we can place our stent precisely. We can also balloon at lower pressures, get full apposition. The other benefit is that often they will use double wires or buddy wires with an osteolesion, so it's no problem for us to laze with multiple wires in place. Long lesions, it's well known that the longer the lesion is, the longer the stent is, the more prone it is to restenosis. So by using the laser to go in and debulk, modify the lesion and clean it out, we can size our stents better. We're also going to get better apposition of that drug-eluting stent and hopefully optimize the way the stent works.